I think so. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, it was day by day.
What does Gabe Parrini look to you the last week or so?
Solid. You know, he's learning our system. So,
what else do you like about him?
Well, he's a smart guy, likes football, loves football, tries to please the coaches by the way he plays, and I think he's been a good addition.
Will he get any work with the ones tomorrow night at all?
I don't know. He might. I got to figure all that out.
Greg, you have a chance to look closely or more closely at the play yesterday with Claiborne and Sutter, and what did you think?
It's just unfortunate. You know, we talk all the time about let him throw and the bull rush stuff, but I'm glad he's okay. And that's one of the dangers. You keep warning them, but it's hard, you know, especially when they get competing with each other. So it's part of the deal. We just got to try to prevent it if at all possible.
Did you think, though, I mean, Claiborne was within his rights to do what he did?
I think everybody's playing football. I'm not going to get into right or wrong. You know, it's an inherent risk with what we do. We try to be really smart with it. They try to be really smart with it. I think both teams, this is a great 3 days of work. You can't get this against yourself, so I'm really pleased.
How much would you expect Josh and some of the first guys to play tomorrow night?
We're going to work that out. You know, I don't know. Maybe it's a couple more plays. We'll see. Maybe not. I'm going to talk tonight with the guys, see how everybody's feeling. You know, we worked. You know, the temperature was nice and all that, but I think when you go against someone else, you expend a little more juice. So let me just see where we are health-wise and kind of make those decisions tonight, tomorrow.
Are you on schedule to play Carl, as you talked about earlier in the week?
Yeah, they were just asking. You know, I think we're going to. Again, I just want to play it by ear, see how he feels. Mm-hmm. You know, right now, you know, isn't what I'm concerned with. Although I want to get him work if he can. I'm not going to be overly cautious, but at the same time, I don't want to. I don't want to be silly either.
Did Ogletree come up before I walked over?
Excuse me.
Ogletree, did that come up before I walked over?
No.
Is he good to play tomorrow? You think?
Yeah, as far as he's gone 2 days in a row. So unless something springs up tonight, I don't see why he wouldn't be.
Coach, what kind of progress have you seen from Josh Freeman since you took over the team?
Well, certainly made progress. He had a pretty good season last year, with the exception of a couple games. And I think from that point forward, he's locked in. And this training camp, he's been really, locked in and really ready to do his job. So, you know, we'll see when the season starts. But I'm pleased with where he is right now.
How are things shaking out at running back? You got a lot of guys back there, and I don't know what everybody's role is going to be, but just do you have a little bit better picture of where you are behind Doug right now?
Yes, a little bit, but I think you know, we're going to need these games, as I said, to judge a running back. He needs to go live. Yeah. How does he handle the tackling? You know, we don't tackle in practice, so you know, assignment wise, check. Blocking wise, check. But you know, they are called running backs because they run with the ball. So we need to see how they do when live people are trying to tackle them.
You mentioned Gerald being the one constant in the defensive line. How good will it be to have Claiborne back? Maybe get some of those guys playing together that they haven't been together in a while.
That'll be good. Yeah, and I think, you know, AC brings not only his play but his tenacious attitude and you know, just his energy. So it's going to be fun to have him back out there on the field.